Yeah, so hey, good to see you all. Everybody has participated before, so I think I'll just basically do almost no lecture, and we'll just get straight into meditation. I'll just add that one thing that we'll do a bit differently today is that we'll spend more time getting our heads around like really investigating the schema, like bringing it fully into consciousness, and we'll spend more time in seeing how the schema was caused, likely by relations that we had with our probably our parents, possibly with other people, brother, sister, classmates, etc. And that's basically the long and the short of it. So let's get going. And then, okay, good. So, all right. So sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And starting to settle in. So we'll start with three deep breaths. So go ahead and inhale very, very deeply and retain the breath below the navel. Retain. Exhale slowly, extending the length of the exhale. Okay, inhale very deeply. Retain. Exhale. Inhale very deeply. Retain. Exhale. Okay, good. Now feel the feet, legs, and hips. The feet, legs, and hips relax on their own with no effort, no intention. And now feeling the abdomen rise and fall. Now the chest, expand and contract. Have this quality of openness and just like a non-interfering observation. Just noticing. That's right. And now feeling the shoulders and upper back. Now feeling the arms and the hands. And now the head, neck, and face. And now take a deep, deep breath and feel the whole body all at once. Exhale, allowing the whole body to exhale, relax. Good. Now, here we're gonna kind of elicit the schema, get clear on what it is that we wanna work on. And then here we're gonna spend a little bit more time than usual, really studying the mind, studying our schema, our call it problematic emotional learning. So, okay, what is it that you want to work on today? Bring that to mind. Now, go ahead and review a situation in which this schema is triggered. This kind of, we'll call it maladaptive view of the world. And first, simply notice how this is a mental event. This is arising right now for you. Notice how it colors so much of your life, at least in this moment. Notice how there's a coherence, a consistency. It colors things in a consistent, predictable way. And now generate some appreciation and interest. Aha, look at this. This is so well organized. Okay. So now I'm going to ask you some questions. And if you're able to actually answer out loud, that's great. You're all muted. So what is it that you believe about yourself? Who are you? What are you like when you're entirely believing this schema? And now answer this like you're a 5-year-old. With no sophistication. So who are you when you're believing this thought? Keep investigating that. What beliefs, what related beliefs come up about yourself? What do you believe about the world? And what do you believe about others when you're fully believing the schema? And again, answer this like a child, completely naive child. I think others are like this. I think the world is like this. Keep going with this. Now also notice how the belief about self and the belief about others, you know, relate with each other in a coherent, kind of organized way. They fit together. There's an intelligence to your schema. Just notice that. Okay, so now given that you believe whatever it is about yourself and you believe whatever it is about the world and about others in the world, you must respond in such and such way. What is that way? How do you need to respond? So now let's investigate that. Given that you believe the thing about yourself and the world, you must respond this way. And it can be various ways. Likely it's you kind of swing between different ways of feeling like you need to respond. Keep going. Once again, just see how sensible this is, how this makes sense. Sure, anybody that would think that thing about themselves or that other thing about the world would respond in exactly the same way you respond. Good. Now, imagine yourself floating up into the air and then floating back on a timeline. Back either to childhood or some other time in your earlier life where you had some experiences that reinforced this negative learning, or where you were triggered in the same way. So let's study that. That's right, keep going. Also, now this is very important. See how this is just learning? It's not that this is neither good nor bad. In a sense, it's good. You adapted. You came into conformity with the situation that you were presented. And now see how this learning that took place, this learning that brought about this negative schema, was the adaptive response to your environment at the time. In a sense, it would have been pathological not to learn this lesson. And it's not your fault. This is just how causes and conditions were at the time. And now that might help you just see all of it with this quality of broadness of mind. Go ahead and come into this perspective taking view. Broaden out the mind. Step back and just study your history. Study what happened. And just see the natural cause and effect relationship of what happened to you and then the learning that it caused. Go ahead and study that now. Keep studying this. Of course, you learned this lesson. And just incidentally, this lesson's not been valuable later in life. It was later in life, this lesson has not been very, it's not had a very accurate, it's not produced a very accurate model of the world, but it was at the time. Good. And now, have the imaginal parents or another imagined responsive other come into the scene to protect you, to help you and support you. They can remove you from the scene, or you can stay in that same scene. But there is this clear sense, and we'll go with the imaginal parents, that they are entirely on your side. They see it from your perspective. It was unfortunate that this happened, that you learned this lesson. But they know it's not your fault. They're also entirely confident that you're going to move through it beautifully. There's also this quality of complete receptivity and responsiveness to your emotions and what's coming up for you right now. So go ahead and take a minute to develop that scene. That's right. Keep going. They really, really get it. Of course you would think that. Of course you would feel that way. Anybody would. That's right. Keep going. See how these imaginal parents really help you understand the situation, understand this isn't your fault. And also help to correct the situation, help make you feel better. With this quality of total patience, complete attentiveness. That's right. They just keep helping you process and work through this. And again, now notice this total sense of confidence that they have in you. You're going to move through this beautifully, and they're going to be there the whole time. So it's not that you're alone in this at all, to the contrary. Of course you would have these feelings and thoughts about the situation. Anybody would. And also really get the sense that your perspective here is valued and supported. Also, they console you in just the right way to help you move through this. Take another minute with this. Good. Now what we'll do is we'll take a corrective action. So now you and these imaginal parents look back to the scene and if someone treated you poorly, which is maybe the case in say two-thirds of these type negative learning situations, you and the imaginal parents confront these people, explaining to them how the way that you were treated is not right, how this was toxic, this was inconsiderate. And then if this is an kind of impersonal situation or a situation where you weren't treated badly by someone, take some sort of other corrective action in the scene. Now also notice how these imaginal parents have a tremendous authority and really set the other parties right. And they're very confident in the way that they correct the situation or even reprimand the other person. Really feel stood up for and protected. That's right. And then have this other person, if there is another person in the scene, apologize and acknowledge. Again, if this is relevant, it's like, oh, I see how this really hurt you. I was foolish. Now go ahead and develop that scene. And now this might bring up some grief or sadness. And if that's the case, you can be comforted by the imaginal parents, or just develop the scene however it fits you right now, trusting your intuitions. Now, and now this is, I'm kind of mind reading, guessing where you're at with the process, so please modify as you see fit. But now we'll have an emotionally corrective experience that brings about a disconfirming knowledge. So now think about, what is the opposite, or what is a lesson or an experience conditioning that would disconfirm, juxtapose your actual experience here? And now you can draw this from real life, reflecting on how, in fact, your schema's kind of wrong. It's not correct. It's actually misinformed. Life is not this way. You are not this way. And therefore, it's not obligatory that you respond in this kind of symptom-producing way. Or you can just do a scene with these imaginal parents or another imaginary figure that disconfirms this negative belief. So go ahead and develop that scene. Again, this would be something similar to like a positive opposite of the schema. And now have a real emotional lived experience of this. Really feel it in the body. That's right. Now, touch back into your earlier schema, bring it up. How triggering is it? If earlier you were triggered 10 out of 10, how compelling or how triggering is the schema now? And now bring up this new disconfirming knowledge and pattern over this old belief once again. Or if you need some comfort, do that. And now touch in one more time to the old schema. See how the resonance is really decreasing. And now come back to the new experience that's disconfirming of the old belief. Really feel into that. Good. And now look into your real adult life going forward. But now stay in this new schema, this new positive belief. Notice how everything unfolds much more easily. It unfolds beautifully. You get the responses from others and from the world that you desire. See that now. Now notice how you feel good about yourself. You feel lighter, bouncier. Others really value you. There's a sense of confidence and competence, self-agency. Okay, good. I really feel that in the body. Feel that in the mind. See how everything that you see is consistent with this new belief, with this new experience, with these new expectations of the world, that are so much more accurate and functional. Good. And now let that scene dissolve. Now look back. What was this like for you? What did you learn? Review this. So yeah, just these were some, your schema was just based on some unfortunate learning. Didn't really have anything to do with you. And now you've appreciably corrected it. Good. Now we'll let that go. Now bring the attention to the rising and falling of the abdomen. Now open the eyes halfway, but keep following the abdomen rise and fall. Then release that and then open the eyes entirely. Okay, so I can take just a couple minutes of like questions or reports. But we'll keep it a little bit briefer. I need to go a few minutes early. But how did that go for people?
I'll do a practice report. And I have like a question too.
Hey, I think you're muted, Eve.
Did that work better?
No, I can't hear you.
I can hear her.
I'll try muting you and then I'll ask you to unmute. Maybe that'll do something.
How's that?
Oh, how weird. Somebody else can hear.
Okay.
Geez, how weird.
All right. I don't know.
Hold up. Wait a second. Oh, I see what the problem is. Hold up. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I guess I'm just want more advice too on how to work on this issue. Thank you, by the way, for the meditation. It was always very helpful.
My pleasure.
I had an unusual situation where I had a abusive ice skating partner from when I was 12 till I was 19, and so there was a lot of emotional learning that took place during that time, and so what I was doing this time was I was being like an imaginal ice skating coach who was stepping in to try to like, you know, to change the situation. And so that was helpful. And then the parents, some ideal parents also had to come in. And then I'm trying to like get some, like an ideal skating partner to sort of, but so it's a lot of pieces. And it's also very physical. There's not, it's not as much of a mental experience as it is like trying to like make the changes on a physical level, but it's hard because I had so much training. I trained for so many years in close relationship, close physical proximity with this person. So then this is something I've worked on before. And I mean, in my life, but I haven't tried to apply this stuff to it so much yet. So I think it's really helpful to be like bringing this to this. But if you have any suggestions for me on how to work on this, because I made a little progress, but it also is frustrating to you.
Sure. Well, this is just what's coming up. I mean, I don't know if I really have any advice. I just want to kind of reinforce some of the things that you've said is like, I think it's, I like how creative you're getting, and like also like this is a good model to follow. Just like, okay, imagine a like skating partner, imaginal parents, like what's going to work here, and just being very like, this is not really a philosophy, it's almost like a non-philosophy, but I'm just like, just do whatever works, right? Because we know what we're we know what we're after, which is just healing, which is just working through this schema. And in a certain sense, it's like somewhat arbitrary that it got put in place. So use any and all arbitrary and skillful means to work through it. So I like that. And then also the point about like that it's like physical, that's like awesome. Like I really like, it's like, how to put this, is like a lot of our learning is like, I mean, obviously the physical, the emotional, the cognitive are all, they're not separate, right? But then like you work the angle that you're gonna make progress with. And then that it makes a lot of sense what you're saying. And then something I do about 10% of the time is after the body scan, I'll like encourage people to do a few moments of noting, like, oh yeah, sadness. I'm feeling that in the chest. Tension, feeling it in the shoulders, because like what I'm trying to encourage people is like to really feel it. So I think honestly, it seems like a really good report. It just, you know, I mean, surprise, surprise, it's going to take some work, right? Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Eve. Okay. Hey, I am actually going, I got to go a little bit earlier today. And then also in like 6 minutes, we're having the book club. If you the book club, like what do you call it? Zoom login and all that is on the website. I can just send that out real quick. Resources, it's here. So if anybody wants to join, we're reading the last chapter in Unlocking the Emotional Brain. Okay. That's it. So I'm going to run. All right. See y'all next week. And, you know, again, we're back to our normal hour long session. Okay. Till then. Bye-bye, y'all.